When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have more credit card debt than what we have inside of our emergency bank account. So it's no shock that nearly half of the adults in the U.S. say money and debt are taking a toll on their mental health. Aren't you tired of starting something and not finishing it? Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? When you can evolve and mature and eliminate debt at the same time, my God, my God, my God. So many people have become so comfortable in their debt that they will refuse to spend the next 12 months being a little uncomfortable to change the next 20 years, 30 years of their life. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the table. It's your boy, A.O., and today's episode is designed to assist you in overcoming debt faster. I'm feeling good. I got my little vacation shirt on. I had this throughout the summer months. So, you know, I'm going to wear this on the show. It felt good because I feel good about what we're going to talk about today. You know, as we're overcoming our debt faster, we're going to be altering your financial destinies and crafting legacies. You see, this episode is a must save. Let me say it right now. You will want to save this episode and also share it with friends, family, or a significant other to ensure you both are aligned on your financial journey. Listen, this is very, very important today. And I say this about all of my shows, but today I really do believe that the foundation of building true and lasting wealth is eliminating our debt. And so I don't want you to rush through this show. I don't want you to get distracted through this show. If you're driving right now and you have some distractions, still rock with me. But when you get back home to a quiet place, to a silent place, or a place where you can really focus, I want you to re-watch or re-listen to this show if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on podcast. But today, I've got some eye-opening stats to kick off today's show. About 60% of folks with credit cards have been stuck in debt for over 2 years. Spokesman.com on average says credit cards charging interest in 2023 alone slapped users, watch this, with the interest rate of 22.77%. So this means that when people was charging that McDonald's bill to their credit card, if they didn't pay it off the next month, they paid 23% interest on that meal. Now, I know some of y'all watching right now, this is crazy, man. I'm going to pay off my credit card debt every month. I pay off my credit card debt every month. Shh. I really want to say something else, but stop lying. It is a proven study that nearly 90% of the people who carry a credit card do not pay it off each and every single month. Watch this, though. Those earning under $55,000 and have a credit card end up dragging around $5,000 a month in credit card debt into the next month. If you earn between $55,000 and $70,000, that figure jumps up to $7,200 monthly. And this was gives me. That's 22%. So if you owe $7,200 and then you're getting 22% interest, you're never going to get out of credit card debt if you are not strategically going after it. Now, here's something that really got under my skin and it frustrated the living heck out of me. And I wanted to say something else, but I'm 40 now. I don't need to be cursing. But according to Bankrate.com, 40% of adults over 21 in the U.S. have piled up more credit card debt than what they got saved for emergencies. We have more credit card debt than what we have inside of our emergency bank account. So it's no shock that nearly half of the adults in the U.S. say money and debt are taking a toll on their mental health. So it's clear. It's super clear. The numbers are overwhelming and, to be frank with you, very frustrating. However, we're not here just to dwell on these alarming statistics, but to chart a path forward. Because I think a lot of you all can go deeper on how money's impacting you, your personal things that you're dealing with. But I want us to remember that knowledge is the first step towards empowerment. That's why, instead of dwelling on the negative today, I will be guiding you through four strategic moves you can start implementing today to escape the debt trap within the next 12 to 24 months. If you're watching this on YouTube live and or after it's live, or listening to this on podcast, if you're listening to this on podcast, come over to my YouTube channel and I want you to put "I'm getting out of debt in the next 12 to 24 months." Put it inside the chat right now. Put it inside the comment section, because at the end of this, if you are in debt and if you put "I'm getting out of debt in the next 12 to 24 months, I'm praying over you and your family and your situation. So the only way that I can pray for you is if you put that comment. I don't care if you got $500 in debt or $100,000 plus in debt. Put "I am getting out of debt in the next 12 to 24 months. And I'm going to be praying over you that this will come to pass." Now, before we dive into these life-changing strategies, I have an exciting announcement. Don't forget to mark your calendars for the upcoming masterclass titled "The New Millionaire," scheduled for August 22nd. Take a quick peek at what this class is going to offer. What's going on, family? I am super excited to announce my new book, "Take Your Seat at the Table," that is coming out January 14th and available for pre-sale today. But to celebrate, right, I'm hosting a free masterclass called "The New Millionaires," where I'll teach you how to invest like a millionaire. Listen, did you know that 88% of millionaires are self-made? They didn't inherit their wealth. No rich parents gave them the money. They actually built it themselves. And check this out, you can too. In this masterclass, you'll learn proven strategies used by millionaires to grow their wealth. It doesn't matter where you're starting from, you can achieve financial freedom and build a legacy that lasts generations. I want you to sit back and close your eyes and imagine being a part of those 88% of self-made millionaires. In this class, you're going to learn how to make your money work for you, how to invest wisely, and how to secure your financial freedom. Listen, spots are limited, all right? And they're filling up fast. It's 100% free. And no, I am not selling you no $500, no $1,000 course at the end of this. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to change your financial future. I want you to register right now at millionaire.anthonyoneal.com. Again, that is millionaire.anthonyoneal.com. This is your chance to learn from someone who's been there, who's done that. I don't want you to wait. I want you to lock in your spot right now and start your journey to becoming a new millionaire. Let's get it. I'm super excited, and I'll see you in class. So make sure to join us on August 22nd. Now let's shift our focus on how you can pay off your debt in the next 12 to 24 months. I need you dialed in, and I need you focused, because I promise you, this is going to bless you. Here's the very first thing you got to do when it comes to paying off your debt within the next 12 to 24 months. And this is something I've never talked about before, but it's truth. You can't do it alone. You see, two decades ago, nearly 20 years ago, I was drowning in debt, and I felt like an overwhelming solo experience. Like, I felt like, man, I was all on my own, lacking financial wisdom from my parents and differences from my peers, who were equally unconcerned about appearances versus actually being healthy financially. In an era where online resources were not available, we had AOL, dial-up internet. We didn't have Google back then. I navigated the journey of finances without guidance and sound wisdom. You know, my parents couldn't teach me what they were not taught. My friends couldn't show me what they have not seen within their homes. All we saw was go to work, get you a nice car, get you a nice honey, aka a beautiful woman. Heck, if I'm gonna be real with you, a couple of them. And man, in your life as well. All my parents taught me was the regular system, the regular traditional things, go to school, get you a job, pay into your Social Security, get your 401k, work there for 4 decades, 40 years, get you a home, and that is success. And make sure your credit score is in the 600s back then. But there really was no sound wisdom back then that we can go to. But yet, fast forward to the year 2024, the landscape has transformed radically, highlighting the unnecessary hardship of getting out of debt quickly. Now, if seeking efficient professional help to accelerate debt freedom appeals to you, it's readily available. Like, you can get this information today and not do it on your own. And I am thrilled to introduce to you my new friends, Fortress Debt, a groundbreaking AI service providing free, can I say this one more time? Free, F-R-E-E, effective debt payoff strategies. Having seen their benefits personally and witnessed its positive impact within the E3 community, I'm confident in its value. But before explaining the remarkable futures of Fortress Debt, recognizing the value, right, of external assistance in your financial freedom journey is key. You see, getting out of debt in 12 to 24 months, it requires some amazing focus and attention to 5 key things. Here's number one, emotional support to keep spirits high. Got to keep your spirits high, and you need emotional support. Number two, you need accountability to remain on track. That's why I'm here every Monday, Wednesday. That's why I'm dropping every articles on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's why we have Take a Seat at Your Table or Build Your Table every Wednesday. We're going to be bringing that back here soon because I want to make sure that I am partnering with you and I am supporting you. While supporting you, I'm holding you accountable to getting out of debt and not being comfortable inside of debt. Number three, you need expert guidance for navigating complex financial landscapes. And also, you need access to reliable resources for informed decision-making. The days of making bad decisions is kind of outdated because if you're doing the proper research, if you're listening to the right people, if you're surrounding yourself with the right people, you should have less bad decisions and more good decisions because of the access of reliable resources and people and influences around you. But here's the last thing that I think we really need. In today's day and time, we need faster but effective results so that we can avoid discouragement. Because while you're getting out of debt, if you're not seeing quick results, quick wins, you're going to get discouraged. But we don't want overnight get rich quick schemes. We don't want overnight, oh my God, you just pay me $5,000. I'll wipe your debt from your credit report, but I'm not wiping your debt. No. We need fast, impactful, solid results. And this is where Fortress Debt and I offer a beacon of hope, guiding you towards a more manageable financial future. So I want to walk you through exactly how Fortress Debt simplifies your path to financial freedom. First, you got to visit the official site at anthonyoneal.com/Fortress Debt. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Fortress Debt. It should be up on your screen now and or it should be inside of the show notes. Now, when you go here, you're going to initiate the process. This link will be, like I said, inside of today's show notes. Next, I want you to provide detailed financial information to the AI. Listen to me. I need you to give them everything. All debts, student loans, mortgages. No, not your mortgage. All debts excluding your mortgage. So student loans, I'm sorry, that's debt. Car notes, any debt you may owe family and friends, personal loans, credit card debts. And also, once you give them all your debts, you're going to have to give them your monthly expenses. Like, how much are you paying on light bill on average? How much are you doing over here? And then also all your income details, job, businesses, side hustles, alimony checks, child support checks. And they're going to ask you a bunch of questions so they can best assist you. Now, listen, complete transparency is necessary for creating an effective payoff strategy. Like, you have to give them every single thing so that way they can give you the right payoff strategy. Now, once you give them everything, you get through all your questions, then they're going to receive, they're going to give you, and you will receive a customized debt payoff plan. The AI analyzes your financial situation to formulate a tailored strategy. Employing the debt snowball method is designed to expedite, quickly move forward, right? Your debt-free journey, because we need to buy back your time. So again, this is a tool. This is a service that is 100% free. That before, you would have to list out all your debt. You would have to come out with the plan. But now if you just answer these questions, it's going to take you maybe 5 to max 10 minutes. And Fortress Debt is going to give you the detailed debt snowball plan and even a deeper plan on how much money you need to be making extra to get there within the next 12 to 24 months. When I think about achieving debt freedom and financial freedom within the next 12 to 24 months, I get excited. With your plan in hand that Fortress Debt is going to give you, you got to stay engaged through continuous support from our platform. And you have to stay focused on this journey because you can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. My community, E3 community, every single day, you should be receiving something from me. We have nearly 2 million people within this community that are just like you, wanting to get out of debt. I'm going to be having men's conferences and men's breakfasts and other events and small things coming out to where you want to get into the building and get around these people, because all these people want the same thing as you, to get out of debt and then to build wealth. And we are going to do it together. But you can't do it by yourself. That is why I partner with Fortress Debt. And what I truly appreciate about Fortress Debt is its holistic approach. Not only does it aim to rapidly free you from debt, right? But it also supports the maintaining of your budget that you're going to be doing, ensures alignment with your financial goals, and it keeps you engaged with our community, the E3 community, through the table with Anthony O'Neill. I'm excited about this partnership and amazing things that we are going to be doing together with Fortress Debt. You're not going to see them just one time, but you're going to see us really working together to help you get out of debt quickly. I don't want you being in debt for the next 5 years, 10 years. No. I want you to spend the next 12 to 24 months with an aggressive plan that's going to change your life. So many people have become so comfortable in their debt that they will refuse to spend the next 12 months being a little uncomfortable to change the next 20 years, 30 years of their life. So they'll spend the next 12 years living paycheck to paycheck. They'll spend the next 12 years surviving rather than spending 12 months with a little bit of sacrifice so that they can begin to thrive and build wealth. And if that's not you, I want you to start your journey today. I want you to start your financial freedom journey today by visiting anthonyoneal.com/fortressdebt. The process is straightforward. It's 100% free and provides you with a detailed plan capable of transforming your financial future starting tomorrow. All right. So when it comes to getting out of debt within the next 12 to 24 months, the fastest way, number one, you can't do it by yourself. You need to partner with like-minded people, get the proper resources, and stay connected with us so that way you can get through it quicker. Here's number two. I've never talked about this before. You got to have a warrior mindset. You see, when I began my journey of paying off my debt, one thing that helped me towards the end was having a warrior mindset, not a chill mindset. You see, in the beginning of me paying off this debt, I was like, oh, man, I'm young. I got time. I can chill. I can relax. But I knew I needed to pay off my debt. But I was like, man, I'm young. I'm chill. I'm cool. I'm great. I got time. But it wasn't until I got that warrior mindset that I was able to really see a huge change in getting through my debt quicker. You see, having a warrior mindset when it comes to paying off your debt means approaching the season with determination, resilience, and unwavering focus. See, it involves adopting a mental attitude that is committed, disciplined, and proactive in overcoming the obstacles that may arise during this journey. The reason why some of us are not getting out of debt is simple. Because I believe that a lot of us know that we need to get out of debt. But this journey is not 100% easy, because if it was easy, all of us would be debt free. But a lot of us do not have determination. We don't have resilience. When we come up against an obstacle, or when our friends say, yo, girl, we going out here. It's going to be a hot summer. Yeah, it's a hot summer. And then you come back in the fall, it's torture. Because you didn't have the resilience to say, nah, man, it's going to be a cold summer for me. You didn't have the determination to stick to the plan that you got from Fortress Debt. And so that plan fell through. Now you got to start all the way over. Aren't you tired of starting something and not finishing it? Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Aren't you tired of your friends telling you and society telling you how to live your life? You see, I remember that season of my life when my friends wanted to party, when they wanted to travel. And if I'm gonna be real with you, when my friends wanted to travel to places just to go get some, be real. I'm grown. I'm 40. I remember when ladies and sex and fame was in front of me, was in front of all of us. I would start the journey, then I would fail. I would start saving, but then I would fail. I would start paying off my debt, then I would stop. But when I got that warrior mindset, and when they started coming up to me and saying, yo, we about to step out to this party, man. We about to go hit up Mexico. We about to do all the things that were opposite of helping me stay focused on the vision I had. That warrior mindset said, hell no. Just like that. My warrior mindset said, Anthony, we can't afford to do that stuff. I can't do those things because I want to get out of debt. I want financial freedom. And the truth of the fact is, I lost some friends, but I also gained better ones with the same warrior mindset. And they too helped me get out of debt faster because we held each other accountable. You see, when you get this warrior mindset, things start moving faster. And let me explain how here. Here's number one thing, how things tend to move faster. You'll bounce back quicker from your setbacks. I remember me and my dad, he was older. He was in the Marines and he had to run every day for boot camp. And my dad, I would always see his face would change right before we would go running. He didn't have that fatherly, loving, you know, I'm a dad face. He had to like, all right, man, we about to run 3 miles. Let's go. Let's go. He had that warrior mindset. He would hit his chest. He'll Like, I son, you ready? I'm like, yes, sir. And I'll be on my bike like, yeah, I'm ready, Pop. I'm ready. But that was the warrior mindset. And while I'm not saying you need to be looking at your computer, like, no. What I'm saying inside, you do need to have that warrior mindset. Because when this one time when my dad was running, my dad hit something. He hit like a hole or a rock or something, and he began to fall. He scratched his leg. And when he fell, my dad instantly bounced back quick. He rolled over, got up, and started running. And I thought that was the coolest thing my dad ever did. But what I realized is that my dad had a warrior spirit, and warriors don't allow a setback to end them. They quickly adapt, adjust, and overcome. And so during this journey, you're going to have to learn how to adapt, adjust, and overcome, because a setback will try to come, but we're not going to allow it to come. A setback, an obstacle is going to try and stop you from following your fortress debt plan and strategy, but a warrior will not allow it. We may have to jump over it. We may have to go around it. We may have to pause, but we're not stopping, and we're not going to allow it to push us back. So you'll have a bounce back quicker mindset with the warrior mindset. Here's number two. You're going to focus while getting sharper. You see, your focus will become sharper over time. And when you become sharper over time, you're making better decisions. And when you're making better decisions, you're getting out of debt quicker. And the last thing, the benefits of having a warrior mindset is you'll stick to your plans better. You'll stick to the plan that you got from Fortress Debt a lot better. Because now that a warrior has a plan in front of them, it's like, yo, that's the goal. That's the vision. I'm going there. I'm not going over here. I'm not going over there. That's the plan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where I'm going, and I'm getting there, because a warrior understands that my responsibility is to get there. My responsibility is not to go over here. It's not to go over here. My responsibility is to go straight forward to the vision, and whatever I got to do, whoever I got to fight, whoever I got to cut off, whoever I got to pause at this season of my life to get there, daggone it, I'm getting there. Because we understand, I got 12 to 24 months, and you got to have that warrior spirit. And so to build this warrior spirit and this warrior mindset, I want to give you the game plan on how you can do it, because this is how I did it. Here's number one. You got to make your goals. I mean this. You got to make your goals and your vision super, super, super clear. There's no room for gray spaces. There's no room for any hiccups. No. It needs to be super detailed and clear. Well, I know I hear some of y'all asking, well, Anthony, how do I do this? It's simple. I use the SMART goals method. SMART goals simply means that your goals are specific, they're measurable, they're achievable, they're relevant, and they're timed. Specific: I want to get out of debt by December of 2025. Measurable: I got $30,000 of debt, and I make $80,000. That's measurable. Let me give you an example of what's not measurable, or what's not achievable, I would say. I have $1 million in debt, and I make $75,000. It's not achievable. Another way for measurable is, how are you measuring your success? How are you tracking that time? Are you writing it down? Are you following the process? And is it achievable? Achievable doesn't mean that it's easy. Achievable means with the right sacrifice and time and wisdom connected to you, I can achieve this goal. And is it relevant to you? And are you tracking it? And is it timed? A warrior has clear, specific goals. Has to have clear and specific goals. A warrior mindset also has a plan for the strategy. This is where you sit down and map out your approach with fortress debt. This is where you get the actual plan on how to get out of debt using the debt snowball. Warriors don't go into battle without a plan, you guys. We don't go into war without a strategy. When is the last time you walked into a bank? When is the last time you walked into an investor? When is the last time you walked into anywhere and you wanted support, you wanted to go somewhere and you didn't have a plan? And people said, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to get there? I don't know. No. A warrior has a strategic plan. Every time we go to war, every time something comes up, what is the plan? What is the strategy? And how are we going to execute it? You need one to get your debt down. You need one to keep your spending in check. You need one so you can cut costs. Don't think, oh man, I could do this myself. I'm just going to keep it in my head. Man, get up out of here. No, you need a strategy and a warrior mindset, a warrior spirit. If we're going to get this out next 12 to 24 months, is going to get a strategy. And I'm giving you the simplest way to get a strategy within 10 minutes. All you have to do is go get your layout from Fortress Debt. I'm going to say this one more time. Go to anthonyoneal.com/fortressdebt. And you will get your strategy. You will get your game plan today. A warrior spirit mindset keeps their spirit high. You see, it's important to keep cheering for yourself and celebrate the small wins. Because it's the small wins that on top of small wins now become bigger wins. And one thing I've learned is that every time I've watched, you know, like Game of Thrones or I've watched warrior fights, man, they always celebrated that one kill. They didn't win the war, but they celebrated that one kill because that's one kill closer to victory. And every time you kill one debt, that's one kill of a debt closer to financial freedom. And so you got to celebrate every small milestone that God has allowed you to experience. Which leads me to number four on this one. You got to stay on track. This means sticking to the budget like glue, sticking to the strategy like glue, sticking to the plan like glue. I'm sure you're using the Wealth Builder tool that I mentioned before. And if not, I'm going to make sure to drop a link to the Wealth Builder tool inside of today's show notes. Because if you're not staying on track on eliminating your debt, budgeting your money and tracking your investments and tracking your wealth building, you can't really measure what you do not track. You really can't see success if you're not tracking what's happening. I know how much money my company made year one when I started, year two when I started, year three, and going on year four. I know I track the success of every teammate on my team. What are they applying? What are they doing? Where are they going? Where are they going? How are they helping us? I've tracked how much money I've personally saved and invested over the years. I tracked when I was getting out of debt. Oh, paid off this credit card. Oh, paid off that. Oh, paid off this. Hoo-wee, man, my balance was like this. My balance was negative last time. Now my net worth is here. Like, you can't really measure what you do not track. And to stay on track, you need to be measuring. And you measure by budgeting and sticking to the plan that you have. Here's the last thing when it comes to the warrior mindset. Is you got to always be learning. One thing I love about warriors that even after I was watching this most recent warrior, I forgot the name of the show. It was a great show on Peacock. It debuted right around the time of the Olympics. And man, I was watching this show and there's this warrior that was fighting in this game. And every time after he won the fight, right, he would go and practice. He would go and practice and figure out how to do different things. I was like, wow, you just won. When I think of Warriors today's day and time, to the late Kobe Bryant, they said when Kobe would lose a game, after the game, he would go back out and shoot around. Because he was like, yo, I lost here, but I could have did this better. Let me go work on that now while it's fresh on my mind. Another person that brings up that's living today and with that same work ethic is LeBron James. They're always trying to learn, always trying to improve. But I want to ask this question. Are you willing to always learn, or are you looking to be entertained more? Listen, I want you here and rocking out with me every week, listening to this podcast, soaking up this information. I want you picking up books like my latest book, Take Your Seat at the Table, that's coming out in January, and asking questions to people who know their stuff. If you're not reading, if you're not growing, if you're not evolving, if you're not maturing here, you're not going to get out of debt within the next 12 to 24 months. This approach will make your journey not just possible, but also a learning experience that shapes you into someone stronger and wiser. And I don't know about you. I want to be the guy that this time next year, everyone who's associated with me can see evolvement. They can see maturing. They won't see a perfect man because I'm not perfect, but they should see someone who has evolved and matured. When you can evolve and mature and eliminate debt at the same time, my God, my God, my God. So, first two steps to getting out of debt within the next 12 to 24 months is one, you can't do it alone. You cannot afford to do it alone. And number two, you got to shift to that warrior spirit and mindset. Here's number three. You got to craft your battle plan with the debt snowball method. Now, I'm not going to spend too much time here because I've done so many videos on the debt snowball method and why it's important. But I'm going to spend a little bit of time just to really break it down so that you can really understand it. But what I am going to do is make sure I link inside today's show notes the full show, right, that we did last year on the debt snowball and how it's important. But the debt snowball is all about clearing debts from smallest, right, from the smallest to the largest, not caring about how much interest each one has. Now, let me say this right now. I get it. I get how some folks might scratch their heads thinking the numbers don't add up. But here's the thing, you guys, it's not really about the math. Right? It's about getting your head in the right game. And the right game, AKA the whole point of the snowball method, is to see some wins early on. If this was a math problem, let's be real. At 22.77%, ain't none of us getting into that debt. Ain't none of us. None of us want that. Right? So we're here to get out of debt fast. And snagging those early victories fires up something on the inside of us to keep going and to keep at it. So I really want to break this down, right? How the debt snowball works. And this is exactly what the strategy that you're going to get from Fortress Debt, because I told them specifically, I don't promote the debt avalanche. I promote the debt snowball, and they 100% agreed. So let's break it down. Here you go. The debt snowball is explaining four simple steps. Okay. You're going to list all your debt from smallest to largest. Number two, you're going to make minimum payments on all debts except the smallest one. All right. So prime example, $500 credit card, $2,000 credit card, $10,000 car note, $20,000 in student loans. It's four items. You're going to make four minimum payments on everything. But on the smallest one, the $500 credit card, you're going to pay as much as possible on this one until it's paid off. So this means when you go to Fortress Debt and they give you the plan, they tell you, hey, you need to make some extra money. You can look through your debt and see how you can get this extra money. Any extra money that you have, you're going to put it all on top of this one first. Then once this one is paid off, you're going to put that same money on top of this minimum payment, right? All of it. Everything that you was paying over here, once this one is paid for, you're going to pay it on this one. And you're going to move on to the next smallest debt, to the next smallest debt, and to the next smallest debt until you are 100% debt-free. You see, when it came to my journey of getting out of debt, here's how the debt snowball method worked specifically for me, and it will do the same thing for you. Number one, it gave me fast wins. Seeing one credit card debt disappear so fast got me so pumped. I was keen on tackling the next one ASAP. I found myself choosing to stay in over going out with my friends just to keep that debt cutting spree alive. I got addicted, like smokers get addicted to cigarettes, like people get addicted to candy. I was addicted to financial freedom because I saw it. And I don't want to be disrespectful to my parents, but I saw a piece of financial freedom that I never saw before. Because I always saw struggle. I always saw my mom and dad working two or three jobs. I always saw what's living paycheck to paycheck. I always saw stress a little bit in my parents' face because of bills. I never saw excitement about financial freedom. And when I saw that, when I got a taste of it, I wanted more of it. And I was like, yo, man, bump that. I want more of it, which led me to number two. My drive went through the roof. Seriously, I began turning down nights out with my boys, and I didn't even bother dating. I didn't care nothing about a woman because I saw my debt disappearing fast, and I was like, yo, I am getting close to financial freedom. Yo, I am getting close to getting the car that I want without any debt. Yo, I'm getting close to traveling and not worrying about how am I going to do and what am I going to do when I get back home to survive. I wanted that freedom quicker. While my friends were out having a blast, but also drowning in bills, I was busy changing my life for the better. And it felt so good. You see, the debt snowball also taught me simplicity and focus. You see, I had the opportunity to tackle one debt at a time. And tackling one debt at a time never really felt daunting to me. It kept me sane in it, and it stopped me from freaking out about money because I'm like, all right, man, hey, if I got some extra money from washing cars, I got some extra money from this, man, I just put it on top of that one debt. It was simple for me. And the debt snowball method is simple and it's direct and it's refreshing. So let's embrace the journey to financial freedom now with the debt snowball. There's no need to navigate this path alone. I want you to access your tailored strategy now by visiting Fortress Debt at anthonyneal.com/Fortress Debt. Again, that's anthonyneal.com/Fortress Debt. Because the time of having financial freedom is now. And this is going to be the beginning of your transformative journey. Here's the last thing I'm going to talk about that's going to help you get out of debt within the next 12 to 24 months. That's number four, coming in. You got to increase your financial arsenal. You see, to get out of debt within the next 12 to 24 months, enhancing our income and broadening our financial repertoire is very, very essential, you guys. This can be achieved through strategies like improved budgeting, financial literacy, initiating side ventures, and cultivating a supportive community. You see, budgeting stands out as a particular crucial one, because frequently when reviewing budgets with other people from the E3 community, I oftentimes find anywhere between $300 to about $1,000 in their monthly spending that could be reallocated to expedite the debt-free journey. So this means I can find $12,000 a year that can help you pay off your debt inside of your own spending, aka budget. You see, enhancing your financial arsenal is critically important. And I want to give you some actionable tips on how to accomplish this right now. Number one, you got to prioritize financial education. As you embark on this journey of paying off your debt, it's crucial to continue educating ourselves. By the way, have you pre-ordered my new book? I got to ask you this question right now. Have you pre-ordered my new book, Take Your Seat at the Table? If you do, watch this. You'll receive several free tools between now and January 2025 that will aid in building your financial arsenal. For instance, on August 22nd, I'm hosting my free money masterclass titled The New Millionaire, where I'll be teaching you how to invest regardless of your income level. So you can be making $25,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000, $300,000. I don't care. I am going to teach you how to invest regardless of wherever you are, just like the way net worth millionaires invest today. I'll make sure to include that link inside of today's show notes, but you can go to millionaire.anthonyoneal.com to sign up for free. I have a limited amount of spots. Spots are probably going to sell out here quickly, but I promise you, you're going to want to be in this because we got to grow financially. You got to get connected to this. Here's number two, you got to make use of budgeting tools and applications such as My Wealth Tracker tool and a popular Every Dollar budgeting app. You see, without monitoring your spending and financial goals, achieving them will remain out of reach. If you're not tracking where you're going, if you're not tracking what you're doing, if you're not sitting down and telling your money what to do, you will not achieve financial freedom within the next 12 to 24 months, because you're just saying you could do whatever you want to do, money, but you're not telling your money what to do. You're not doing it. And a lot of us are not doing it. And as I'm sitting here and I'm thinking like, well, why are we not? I literally was sitting here thinking like, why do people not want to? Here's number three on how you can equip yourself to build your financial arsenal. Seek income enhancing opportunities, AKA get you a side hustle, a side business, a side job. Today in today's world, there are two sectors, pretty much two career paths that are creating net worth millionaires. So number one, that's a content creation space. And number two, that's the tech industry. I'm super excited that I've been able to build an organization called the Impact Creator Society that my team here leads, Alex, CJ, and Michelle. Every Wednesday, they're sitting down with people who has a 10% edge, as my friend Amy Porterfield will say. These are people who have something, they've learned something, and they're like, yo, I want to come over here and teach it online. I want to start a YouTube channel. I want to start a podcast. I want to write a book. I want to help people do something that I have a little bit of experience in. And man, they're making an extra $2,000 a month. And if you are that type of person, you're saying, hey, I'm Anthony, I want to learn that. I have something that I want to teach. I'm going to be hosting a free masterclass here soon about how to use the content creation space to make some extra money. I'll make sure to have that link in today's show notes as well. So go ahead and check that out. But then also to number two, the tech industry. Man, I partnered with an amazing organization called Yellowtail. And this organization, they'll take you through class for 9 months and get you a job that's giving you great pay, unlimited time off, great benefits. And you can even do it on the side. I'll make sure to drop Yellowtail's tech information inside today's show notes as well. But there's so many different opportunities, so many things here that you can do to really make some extra income on the side. And here is one of the last pieces, right? is you got to consult with professionals. You see, after becoming debt-free, your next move should be to strategize on investing, right, to become a net worth millionaire. This is why registering for the free masterclass is beneficial, as I will share advice on how I built my net worth from an average income without the advantage of wealthy parents or someone just giving me $1 million. No, I had to learn. I had to get the information. I had to make some sacrifices. And I'm going to teach you exactly what to do. And the last piece that I think is very, very beneficial to you all is you got to engage with financial communities. You see, surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals who are determined to transform their financial situation can significantly impact your life and that of your family. See, by doing this, I promise you, you will notice a change. Now, as I'm ending today's show on how to get out of debt with the next 12 to 24 months, I want to give you some bonus steps that I don't have too much time to explain today. I'm trying to really keep these shows under an hour, 50 minutes. Sweet spot is 35 minutes, but I have not been able to get there because I'm so passionate about this message. But here are some extra things I really want you to consider over these next 12 to 24 months as you're getting out of debt. Next one is protect your future. Simply, I'm saying avoid adding new debt. Why in the world would you spend these next 12 to 24 months to aggressively get out of debt and then go borrow more money and you're putting yourself into a deeper situation? No. Over these next 12 to 24 months, do not borrow any money. Do not take out any credit cards. Attack this debt with the warrior spirit. Another bonus is you got to become a tithe payer. Wait. Anthony O'Neill, did you just tell me that I should give the church, the pastor, a tenth of my paycheck while I'm trying to get out of debt? I could use that money to pay off debt. Let me tell you something. I believe if we pray like it all depends on God and we work like it all depends on us, that God can miraculously do some things. I'm not one of those prosperity preachers and said, man, if you give the church $100, God's going to give you $100,000. That's not me. But I do believe that God could send you a pay raise. I do believe that God could put you in the heart of somebody and they send you a love offering. I do believe that God can put your name in the executive room and they give you a pay raise or they give you a special bonus. I do believe that we need to activate the spiritual realm and show God that he can trust us with more. But if he can't even trust us with the 10%, what makes you think God is going to enlarge a territory? So over these next 12 to 24 months, I want you to figure out a way on how you can become a tithe payer and how you can really activate and show God that he can trust you. Because that pay raise could be a huge difference in getting out of debt in 12 to 8 months now, rather than 12 to 24. And here's the last thing. And this is why I say we got to have a warrior mindset. I never met a warrior who quit. But I've always seen warriors who fought to the end, whether that was death or victory. In this case, no death. We're all going to experience victory. And I want you, I need you to not quit and to not give up on me. Because you know why? I believe in you. I'm not going to allow you to quit. And I'm going to be here as much as I possibly can to make sure that you're getting the tools, the resources, and the accountability that you need to change your life within the next 12 to 24 months. Listen, I'm going to drop my friend's information inside of today's show notes, Fortress Debt. I promise you, I've seen it with my own eyes. It's going to change your life. All right? Love you. God bless you. And I'm going to see you in the next show. Peace out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.